Step 9. Аудиозапись номер 69 к упражнению 1. Listen to the talk between Sylvia and Cindy and do the tasks from the textbook.
You know, Cindy, there is much talk all over England if students at school should wear school uniforms or not. What is your point of view on the problem?
In my opinion, Sylvia, it's really difficult to decide what is the right thing to do. On the one hand, wearing uniforms is an advantage. On the other hand, it is a disadvantage.
Cindy, you're speaking in riddles. One and the same thing cannot be an advantage and a disadvantage as well. What do you mean?
I want to say that wearing uniforms can be really good for some pupils. It helps to break down the barriers between those who are rich and not very rich. And then it gives you a feeling of belonging to a school and develops a sense of pride in the students.
I agree absolutely. But why then did you mention disadvantages?
You see, some students don't like the idea of wearing school uniforms because they say it doesn't give them a chance to use their individuality. Young people often show their feelings through the clothes that they wear. Uniforms don't let them do it.
There is something in what you're saying, but teenagers can wear the clothes they like after school.
Of course they can, and they do. But in those schools where they must wear uniforms, they often feel they have no freedom of choice. They are made to wear what their teachers have decided they should wear. And then uniforms in England are rather expensive.
I see. So do you think all pupils shouldn't wear uniforms?
No, I can't say that. Probably students should wear uniforms up to the age of 11 or 12. But when they get older, they may be allowed to wear what they like to school.